Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Katie Riley, the Policy Director at the Sitka Conservation Society. Katie, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Erin.
Always a pleasure. There's a lot of great things happening through SCS, and for anyone who has, you know, wants to hear more about it, that's what we're talking about, is this coming Sunday, February 13th, is the annual meeting for the Conservation Society. In a quick couple words, what is the annual meeting really entail? Is this like a business meeting of like passing certain things, or what is it looking like?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. You know, this is a time of year that really inspires reflection on the year past and dreaming for the year ahead. So we are excited to on Sunday have our staff and board gather, and we're going to share some highlights of our work in 2021 and kind of lay out the path of where we're headed in 2022, as well as conducting our routine official business, mm-hmm. introducing new staff members, thanking departing staff members, and answering any questions that folks may have.
Awesome. So as like a little preview, what has the Conservation Society been up to in the last year or so that, at least for you, really stands out as a particularly important or impactful different activity?
Yeah. Well, the Sitka Conservation Society, as folks may know, we work to protect the natural environment of the Tongass National Forest while supporting the development of socially, environmentally, and economically sustainable communities in Southeast Alaska. And so in 2021, that really looked like supporting the health and healing of our communities mm-hmm. and environment, and practicing community care through the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as continuing programs that foster youth leadership, civic engagement, and fielding some new ones as well. And so some of the highlights of the last year that I was reflecting on were our really popular mutual aid dinners program over the summer, where we served over 700 salmon and rockfish dinners in partnership with our town catering and Sitka Salmon Shares. The Farmers to Families Food Boxes, where we partnered with AC Lakeside and the Island Bus Company to deliver those with free doorstep delivery in order to maximize access to the program and minimize waste. We hosted local artists Steve Laurie, Norm Campbell, and Maureen O'Hanlon at the Beeler property up near Pelican and for creative retreats in a wilderness area. And then we also worked with the high school shop class and local mills across the region to finally finished construction on one of our really long running projects, the Tongass Tiny Home, and actually sold that last spring, bringing to close a project that had been worked on for close to 6 years.
Wow.
And then one of the highlights as well for all of our community members is the well-loved Kanga Bay Cabin had the woodshed, the fireplace, and some deck and siding replaced using locally milled lumber. So just a great array of projects that benefit our community members and folks across the region.
Yeah, that really covers the gamut of all the things that SCS helps out to enhance the community in like the physical sense of Kanga Bay Cabin getting some replacements and upgrades, the tiny home to maybe less flashy, but definitely important with, especially with mutual aid. And that mutual aid, that kind of started up or really gained a lot of momentum in 2020 when, you know, everything kind of went sideways for people in Southeast. That's amazing that it hasn't lost that momentum. Is this something that's going to be continued on in the future?
Yeah, you know, we're so grateful to all of the Sitkins that contributed to that program and made that possible. That was a really wide variety of folks in our community that demonstrated just such care and respect for their neighbors and everyone who was going through tough times. So we're looking forward to figuring out what that program looks like. The great thing about that program is that it's been really flexible as the sort of conditions have changed. So I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like, but we're going to plan on, you know, meeting the needs in the sort of creative, innovative ways that we do that will continue going forward. So
beyond mutual aid, which it's so good to hear of a really locally impactful program that isn't too rigid. Like you were saying, it's pretty flexible and adaptable to be what the community needs it to be. beyond things like mutual aid, which are happening in town, what are some of the things that are going to be shown in preview at the meeting on Sunday for things that SCS, you know, has up their sleeve that's in the works for the coming year and beyond?
Yeah, well, in 2022, that's a great pivot because we're really excited to work on this new regional strategy that the United States Department of Agriculture announced last year in the middle of the summer, called the Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy. And that is a new initiative that the USDA is doing to sort of encompass all of the feedback that they heard over the past years, in which saw a lot of Southeast Alaskans speaking out about the things that were important to them and the importance of careful stewardship of these lands and waters. So what that looks like is the USDA announced a commitment to working really closely, engaging in meaningful consultation with tribes. They announced the return of the roadless rural protections to the Tongass National Forest. So we just finished up a comment period for that. They announced the end of old growth logging. And then they also announced a $25 million investment in Southeast Alaska for economic diversification projects. So we're really excited to work with our regional partnership, the Sustainable Southeast Partnership, and all of our partners across the region to make that a reality and make sure that people on the ground are able to feel the positive impacts of that strategy and see those shifts in their community. And that's going to look like growing our 4-H program, investing in local recreation opportunities, and continuing our work across the region to heal our relationships within our communities, our institutions, and between each other.
Yeah, and it's so important for groups like Sitka Conservation Society to be around and to take up that work of helping to actually make this a reality. The Southeast Alaska Sustainable Strategy, it's been a long time coming, and it's amazing that it's, you know, federal government says, yep, this is what's happening. But to go from federal government level to actually, you know, in Sitka or in Pelican, in these different places, to have it actually happen on the ground, it definitely takes intentionality and work to have that done. And that's what SCS is here for, is to channel all this, you know, new resource into different activities and areas where it'll actually make a difference and do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a great point. And this strategy, it really came out of decades of hard work and patience and perseverance and partnerships. And we couldn't have made it here without the relationships that we've made within the community and within the region, with tribes, with fishermen, harvesters, tourism operators, small scale woodworkers, activists, community members, assembly members. You know, it really is a whole effort. And we're so grateful that in Southeast Alaska and within Sitka, we have this supportive community that is so engaged in making sure that this place is going to be resilient and sustainable for years to come.
Yeah, so many people, as you were mentioning, of so many different people and organizations from all across the spectrum are all part of, you know, making our community what it is and helping, like you're saying, to make sure it stays resilient and vibrant places to live. So this meeting on Sunday is for all those people. It's not just registered SCS members or part of the board. This is for anyone who is looking for the future of the Tongass National Forest and of Sitka, really.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Definitely anyone who is interested in hearing about our work and sort of, the work to make the region what it's going to become in the next 5 to 10 years is welcome. And that you can find the registration link. That's open to anyone. That's on our website, sitkawild.org, or on our Facebook page. And if you got any questions, you can get in touch with Kylie, our systems administrator, at info@sitkawild.org. So really hoping to have a wide variety of people there who are already engaged and want to hear what we're up to, and those who are excited to learn more.
Yeah, a great opportunity for, if people are busy, missed what's happening, and kind of a good thing to at least see what's on the horizon. So if there's a particular project that SCS is going to be tackling in the next year or so, that if it's something that really tickles someone's fancy, to kind of make a note of that, let SCS know. So when it comes to actually boots on the ground making it happen, you have people who know what's happening and are ready and waiting to assist.
Yeah, so much of our work is supported by volunteers here locally in Sitka and throughout the region, and really making sure we can do everything from, you know, get lumber transported around to delivering mutual aid dinners to, you know, mentoring our local high school students in the careers that they're going to have in the years to come. So really grateful for everyone that makes this society a success.
Excellent. So we are just running out of time here this morning, but this is the Sitka Conservation Society annual meeting that is coming up this Sunday, February 13th, 5 p.m. via Zoom. To anyone and everyone who is interested in the work SCS has done in the last year and interested in hearing more about all the good things on the docket that are coming up here in Sitka and all throughout the region. Well, Katie Riley, Policy Director for Sitka Conservation Society, thank you so much for joining me this morning and sharing about this meeting that's coming up.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Erin, and have a wonderful day. Really appreciate it.
You as well. Lots of good details that'll be shared this Sunday. Thanks again, Katie.
Yep, have a good one.